Thanks for joining me at about 20 minutes to 3 o'clock on the Tuesday as we look forward to Hollywood Bets Gravel on the Wednesday on the Poly Track. Let's hope it is a good one. We've had some tough racing recently. Saturday, by the way, we've got a doubleheader to look forward to. Racing at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. There's also racing at Turf and Teen, hopefully come Saturday. Champion Punters Challenge. The fields have been huge lately. 9,000, 10,000, I've noticed. The first race is off at 12:45, so ensure you are on for the Champion Punters Challenge. Proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets, as we know. Entry is absolutely free. The first race is the start of the buy pots. A horse called Arbitrator is currently the favourite at 2-1. Open 2.27, coming to 2-1. Lazy Guy has gone from 2.86-1 through threes, is now 3.33-1. He has a horse who certainly has earned numerous place checks. It is start number 22, and it is also the first run ever on this particular surface. Red Magician is at 4-1. That's the one I'm going with. Last time out was at sea. That was no kind of a run. Very disappointing. Went over ground. Drops back in trip. Is also trying the Poly Track. But I'm going with the 9. Red Magician in front of the 10, the 3 and the 2. That'll do it for me. The first leg of our exotic, the Bipot. 9, 10, 3 and 2. Race 2 is the start of the place accumulator over 1,400 metres. It's another maiden plate. We've got some very strong favourites to come in some of these maidens. The first leg of the PA, Imperial Order, is at 0.63-1 in the betting as the 7. There have been 2 runs. There have been good turf runs. Once again, now moves on to the Poly. And Mr. Midley is in the irons for the Miller Yard, 0.63. Imaginable is at 5-1. That is a debutante who cost $160,000. Keegan DeMella is the rider. Double silver from the Glen Cotson Yard is next best at 5.56. It is very difficult to go against Imperial Order, I suppose, but I have got respect for the 8. Double silver, 7.853 in race 2. But the concentration, I think, maybe for trifectas and exactas, the 7 and the 8. The third race, it'll be pick six time, www.galloptv.co.za, maiden plate, for all your viewing, KZN Racing, and I'm sure one of these days, Hollywood Bets, Durbanville and Kenilworth. So the third race, we've got Corsican at 2.27. L'Ultimo is the second favourite at 5-2. Catalia Summer is at 3.33-1. This is the only filly in the race. With the allowance, is only carrying 54 kgs. I see the blinkers are on. Glen Cotson certainly has some very strong runners on the day. I'm going with the 7 Catalia Summer in front of the 1 Corsican, but my horse to improve your 6 on the card, number 6, Fernie, who is from the Tony Riverland Yard, and Sean Veal will have the ride on Fernie. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a dramatic improvement there. And then the 2, 7.162, siding with the filly, but the possible upset is the 6, Fernie. Race 4 is run over 1,600. It's a maiden plate for 3-year-old fillies. It's the last of our maidens on the Wednesday. And Flirty Dancer is at 0.77. Such a Cracker is at 5-2. They're betting 4.5-1, number 1 on the card. And then after that, 12.5-1 and better the balance. So not too many are put into the reckoning here. This favourite, Flirty Dancer, first time out was second behind Broadway Girl. There was no support on that occasion. Went off at 16-1, lost to length, was running on. So there was a lot to like about the debut performance. By the way, the third horse, 1.3 lengths behind her, was a horse called Malcolm's Dream. And that horse has come out and franked the form, I think won by about 2.2 lengths. And in fact, won eye-catchingly, very, very easily. So going with the 2, Flirty Dancer, from the 4, Such a Cracker. I think the 3, Girls World, could improve. Paul Lafferty just has the one runner for the day. And Keegan DeMello is aboard. So that one currently, as far as a place is concerned in this race, is it even money? And then the 1, 2-4-3-1, that's even money with www.hollywoodbets.net. The first 3, a Girls World in a 7-horse field. The fifth race, 1,900 metres. We move on to a merit rate at 67 handicap for the fillies and mares. The fifth race on the card, Inga Cara, who has good reliable form, is a 3.03. Number 8, My Sharia Mall, is a 3.03. That's one we know can turn us on. I think we'll enjoy the extra ground. After that, Reckless Love, Muzi Yen is on diamonds and dollars, my goodness me. Hasn't won for 575 days, but I think is a live wire in the race. Going with the 8, who is My Sharia Moore, in front of the 4 Ingakara, the 6 diamonds and dollars, and the 2 Reckless Love. 8462 in the 5th race. Merit rated 68 handicap, fillies and mares follows as we move on to race 6. And this field has been reduced here. Take out 2 Green Sleeves and 3 Siege of Orleans. So the 2 and 3 are out. Feeling Groovy is at 5-2. Again, it's Glenn Cotson, and this horse has the claim aboard. So it's 53 kgs. By the way, when winning the maiden, I see the second, third, and fourth horses have all come out and won. Last time out, run fourth behind Mel's Princess. And that form line, Mel's Princess form line, is very much to the foyer. In fact, is better off at the weights. But she is only a 3-year-old going over the 1900. Quite frankly, although we've only got a small field here of 6 left standing, I think this is one of the most difficult races on the program. I'm going to take my chances with number 1, Amber Glow Star. As I say, anything can happen here. Amber Glow Star, last time out, was 3.6 lengths behind Mel's Princess. On that is held. And also is worse off at the weights, I believe 1.5 kgs. However, was finishing 0.5 seconds faster on that occasion. Now has Mr. Kamalu in the irons and may just be the one to go with. The 1 from the 6, Feeling Groovy. And then I'm going to put the horse bottom of the boards in. Reason being is that if you go and have a look when winning the maiden, Keegan DeMello was aboard and he's back aboard. This has come down in the merit rating. And as I say, I think why play with this tiny field? And then the 8, Iron Chef, who has a lot of racing, has run them very regularly in recent times. 1, 6, 4, 8. If I was looking for the joker in the pack, it would be the 10-1 shot. Race 7, merit rated 72 handicap, fillies and mares, take out the 1. That's a non-participant. We've got this horse magically, who shows such pace, needs no introduction. I see this time, though, there's no apprentice claim. Normally has a happy claim in 2.5 or 4 kgs. Not today. 55 kilograms is the weight there. I see the South African Punters Forum are well represented here by Princess Santo, as well as Perfect Appeal, who's returning from a 93-day rest. I'm going with Lady Heist and the Courtson Yard again. If you have a look at this horse, it's back to the minimum trip and has shown a lot of speed. And quite frankly, in this field, does look the most progressive type. And that one is quoted at 3.03 currently, number 7, Lady Heist. From the 2 Magically, the 4 Perfect Appeal, and then the 6 Princess T, who I see is now with the Louis Huisson Yard, 7246, way back when she has met stronger. 8th race, Hollywood Bets Bright Future has run over 1,400 metres. Now, yeah, the favourite is Prince of Taranto at 2.86. Rolf the Rascal is 3.33. Spirit of My Fate is 4.55. The interesting thing here is that Prince of Taranto is carrying 61, now has a merit rating of 90, and returns from a 63-day rest. Go and have a look. For example, the run behind Mr. Gonzalez, on that occasion, Prince of Taranto beat Rolf the Rascal, just having a look here, 1.9 lengths. So Prince of Taranto beat Rolf the Rascal 1.9 lengths, but is the best part of 7 kgs worse off. Then you go to Mr. Master Star to win 4th, Prince of Taranto, 5.10 lengths behind. And that will take you to Spirit of Fate, who on that occasion actually beat Prince of Taranto. And Spirit of My Fate is now 8 kgs better off at the weight. So I just thought that with all of that putting aboard the 61, I had my doubts. Going with number 3, Rolf the Rascal. I think this horse is cherry ripe now for another victory. Quite frankly, Keegan DeMello has the ride in front of the 9, Captain Who, the 4, Spirit of My Fate, and then the 6, Prince of Taranto, 3-9-4-6 to conclude our day's racing. It is a Wednesday night. We have got Spinner Zonke from 8.30 to 10.30 at 2 Rand a spin if you want to partake in the jackpot race. I was just having a look here. Here we go. Another big Spinner Zonke payouts. Dragon's Luck Deluxe. Dragon's Luck Deluxe. Friday, the 16th, mobile betting. 200 Rand spin, return 606,400. It's not for the faint-hearted. The slot's okay, but Aviator asked me about it. That's not for the faint-hearted, but we always try luck. Sunshines, all the best to you. Hit them hard. We'll see you Saturday. Bye-bye.